Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Men in Tights podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking all about the WWE Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I'm sorry, not pay-per-view, premium live event happening this Saturday, exclusively on the WWE Network on Peacock, emanating from Saudi Arabia. We got a pretty decent card for this pay-per-view. For this premium live event. I'm just gonna keep calling it pay-per-view. For this event, this one was actually announced this past Monday on Raw. We have The Miz taking on Rey Mysterio. And they haven't really been the most exciting storyline for this pay-per-view match. Yeah, I'm gonna keep saying pay-per-view. For this match, not the most exciting storyline, not the most in-depth storyline for both men, but gonna be a pretty good match, I'm sure of that. Rey Mysterio, they get the hype with the 2K22 coming out, he's the cover star, and then The Miz being The Miz, he'll put on a pretty good performance as well. And now I'm just wondering if they intended to do a kickoff show. They might include this match for that. Probably not. They might just put everything on the entire show. I mean, it's going to be on at noon Eastern Standard Time in the United States for this event. I think it's going to be a pretty good match. Mysterio can pull out a good match with just about anybody. Miz, he's a very good entertainer. He knows how to tell a decent story in the ring. But again, going back to the hype and build up for the WWE 2K22 coming out in under 3 weeks, I'm predicting that Rey Mysterio is going to be coming out on top for this match. But then again, you never know. Miz might be the victor here. They might get a couple more matches out of these two between now and WrestleMania 38. But as of right now, as I'm recording this right now, Tuesday evening at 11:08 p.m., my prediction is Rey Mysterio to come out on top in this match. And one of the other matches we have on the card is the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Champions The Usos taking on the Viking Raiders. Now, this one's going to be a pretty fun, hard-hitting, and exciting match. I'm a fan of both teams. Been a fan of the Usos since their debut 12 years ago. Been a fan of the Viking Raiders when they were still War Machine back in Ring of Honor. This one's definitely going to be a hard-hitting match because that's the style that the Viking Raiders have. And the Usos, they are, are exciting, high-flying performers. High-flying to the level of, Rey Mysterio and other luchadors. But, they are the high flyers of this match. So, this one's going to be a fun match for sure. And the Usos, they've been tag team champions for a few months now. Can't remember, honestly. Off the top of my head, I can't remember when they won the championships, but it's been a good few months, so that's been a good, they've had a pretty good run for this past year. Them pairing up with Roman Reigns as the Bloodline has been the best thing that's happened to them, particularly for Jey Uso, with his two matches that he had with Roman at Clash of Champions and Hell in a Cell back in 2020, but Jimmy Uso coming back and reforming the Usos tag team has been very good, and the Viking Raiders, I've had a good career off and on with WWE, being NXT Tag Team Champions, Raw Tag Team Champions, and then they're coming up for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships right now. I'm thinking that, they're not going to have a title change for the tag teams, at least, on this pay-per-view. Sorry, I keep saying pay-per-view, see, on this one. So I'm predicting that the Usos are going to retain, whether or not it'll be a clean victory. Most likely not, so chances are it'll be some kind of screwy finish or some devious actions and tactics from Jimmy and Jey to come out on top and victorious against the Viking Raiders to retain the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. And that brings us to this next match that I didn't even know that it was going to be happening, but it's a Madcap Moss against Drew McIntyre in a Falls Count Anywhere match this time. Their match at Day One surprised me with how good it was, so I'm thinking this one might be pretty good as well, especially with it being False Count Anywhere, leaves it all kinds of possibilities for you know, all kinds of shenanigans from Happy Corbin to occur in this bout. But I'm not entirely sure where they're going to take this story after here, if it even continues after this match and this show. Because they've been building it up as, you know, as a thing with him and with McIntyre and Corbin. And so far he hasn't had a one-on-one match with Corbin in this, during this rivalry. Unless that's where they're building up to that as a match for WrestleMania, I'm not sure. We're still a month and a half away from WrestleMania. He fought Madcap Moss at day one. He's fighting him again here at Elimination Chamber in a Falls Count Anywhere match this time. But I think this one will be a pretty good match. I mean, Madcap Moss, he can pull out a pretty good match with the right opponent. And McIntyre can do a good match with just about anybody. But depending on where they want to take the story from here, I'm predicting Drew McIntyre is going to come out victorious in this match as well. And we come to the first of the two Elimination Chamber matches on this show. This one is the Women's Chamber match, where the winner will face the Raw Women's Champion at WrestleMania. We have the participants of this match: Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Doudrop, Nikki A.S.H., and a returning Alexa Bliss, as we found out on Raw this week from her therapy session, where the therapist decided she is cured and is allowing her to return to her normal life, quote unquote. I'm okay with that. I mean, I am a fan of Bliss. I'm happy to see her finally coming back. Although I was hoping would have been an Asuka return for this one, but I mean, don't know if she's been cleared to wrestle yet. We'll see how that goes. I mean, we still got 6 weeks until WrestleMania. Is it 6 weeks? Let me see. We got 4 weeks in March, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, so about 7 or 8 weeks for between now and WrestleMania. And so anything can happen between now and then. We could see Asuka come back and get herself involved in the Raw Women's Championship match. We could see Bayley come back and something happen with her. Who knows? Although she's officially part of SmackDown as of right now, still. But going by this, I don't think Bliss is going to win this match on her first night returning. And plus the way they've been building it up, and especially the way they keep emphasizing what happened at SummerSlam with Becky Lynch and Bianca, and how they did not have a decisive winner at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view back in September. I'm thinking Bianca Belair is going to come out on top in this one, but I still think it's going to be a very good match. Doudrop is probably going to do something where either she slams someone through the chamber door or she's going to go through the chamber door herself. Liv probably pull out some good exciting moves, might probably do something diving off of one of the chamber pods. Rhea Ripley might do some crazy shit in this one, who knows. I'm predicting Bianca Belair to be victorious in this match to take on the winner of the Raw Women's Championship match, which is, of course, Becky Lynch, Big Time Bex, defending against Hall of Famer Lita. Now, this one is one of the matches I'm actually most looking forward to, because this one's going to be a fun and exciting match. Lita is my all-time favorite women's wrestler. She's not the most technical and clean wrestler in WWE history, but she is my favorite, because just her personality and just she knows how to tell a good story in the ring, in my opinion, at least. So this one I expect to be out of the one-on-one matches featured on the show, like the non-chamber matches. I feel like this one's gonna be the match of the night, my prediction at least. But again, because like I said, and with the chamber match, the story building, I feel like they're gonna build up the story with Bianca and Becky going into WrestleMania, where Bianca will get her win back at WrestleMania potentially. Assuming that, again, that's where they want to take the story. So I'm predicting Becky to retain in this match, but I think it's going to be a great match regardless of who wins this one, which I'm very excited about. And then we got another women's match. So, you know, that's before I even get to this one, it is just pretty amazing that we got three women's matches featured on this show. And not just three women's matches, the fact that we have six women from the chamber match, and then Becky and Lita for the women's championship match, and then for this tag team match, Ronda Rousey teaming up with Naomi to take on Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville. Although, I haven't read the full spoilers on what happened on the SmackDown tapings, but I'm thinking that some kind of things didn't happen where Sonya Deville says she's not cleared to compete, so she's going to name someone else as her replacement, possibly Natalya. But I think this one's going to be a pretty fun match, and I'm glad that they're doing it as a tag match because Ronda Rousey needs to work off some of that ring rust, which is very clear that she has. But I mean, she's going to be in the ring with Charlotte Flair, and Charlotte Flair is the best woman in WWE right now, and is my current favorite women's wrestler in WWE. So, and especially with them getting ready for their WrestleMania match, this one's going to be a pretty good one, I think. And then the story with Sonya Deville and Naomi that I've been very, very into, I'm thinking we're going to get some match with them at WrestleMania as well. And the way I've been saying that they should do it is have Stephanie McMahon come out on SmackDown sometime between now and Mania. And she tells Sonya Deville, you are going to go one-on-one with Naomi, and if you lose this match, you will no longer be a WWE executive official, or whatever the hell her title is. And if you refuse to compete in this match, then you will be fired, kind of stipulation. Which will give them, you know, some kind of, I don't know, if they do that, would it be a regular one-on-one wrestling match? Or would they have a stipulation where it's like a no DQ kind of match? You know, or no holds barred, or whatever version of a no DQ match you want to give it. But as far as this match specifically, again, building up for WrestleMania, I think Ronda Rousey and Naomi are going to come out victorious in this match. And then we come to the WWE Championship Elimination Chamber match. Riddle, Seth freaking Rollins, Brock Lesnar, champion Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, and AJ Styles. Obviously, Austin Theory is not going to win this match, but this is going to be a pretty exciting match for sure. I am a fan of all six men in this match, even Austin Theory, especially since his NXT days, I've been a fan of his. AJ Styles, I've been a fan of him since the beginning of TNA. Riddle, I've been a fan of his since a couple of matches I saw of him in the indies. Seth Rollins I've been a fan of since he was Tyler Black back in Ring of Honor. Bobby Lashley I've been a fan of since his debut in 2005. And Lesnar I've been a fan of for the last 20 years. And Lesnar has been at his best, character-wise especially, in the last few months. So this one's going to be a fun, hard-hitting match. And this one, for sure, somebody's going to be thrown through a chamber pod. And most likely, it's going to be Austin Theory. Going to be launched through one of the pods by Lesnar, for sure. And then Rollins is probably going to do either a frog splash or the Phoenix Sun splash. Phoenix splash off the top of the chamber. Or maybe AJ will do a phenomenal forearm off the chamber. Or Riddle will do the his, you know, move. I can't remember which one it's called. Where he does the little, you know, hand gesture and then does a flip. I can't remember what it's actually called. But yeah, that one of them's gonna be doing one of those three will do a move off the top of the chamber, is my prediction. Now, and I know they're building up Lesnar and Roman, you know, for WrestleMania, and it's, you know, Lesnar keeps saying he wants a title versus title, but I'm really hoping he does not win. I really don't want him to win this match, because he already has his match with Roman for WrestleMania, so, you know, there's that. But for me, what I want to happen is, if Bobby Lashley is not going to retain, then I want either Seth Rollins or AJ Styles to win the match. Mostly AJ, because he was who I really wanted to win the Rumble. And obviously that did not happen. And depending on what they want to do for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania, if they're not going to do title versus title, I would want for maybe Bobby Lashley versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Because it would be kind of cool, because, you know, it would be two former TNA World Champions facing off at WrestleMania for the WWE Championship. And that would just be a fun story to tell, in my opinion. But then again, hey, might get a swerve and Riddle might win this match, who knows. But as far as who I'm predicting to win, not who I want to win, who I'm predicting, it's going to come down to either Lesnar or Lashley. But I'd prefer it to be Lashley. And then that brings us to the main event. I'm sure this is going to be the main event of the show. We have WWE Hall of Famer Bill Goldberg taking on the reigning, defending, undisputed, universal heavyweight champion, the head of the table, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. The mashup was supposed to happen at WrestleMania 2 years ago, but Roman pulled out because of COVID concerns, and he took several months off, came back, and he's been the best that he's ever been since then. And Goldberg, I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I hate when he gets involved in the championship matches, and the only time I didn't mind it so much was when he had the Universal title match with Lesnar at WrestleMania 33, because that one was actually a very, very good match between the two. And I did enjoy the match that he had with Ziggler at SummerSlam in 2019. Sure, it was a classic Goldberg squash match, but it was a fun and entertaining one. And then the match that he had with Lashley at Crown Jewel last year was actually a very good one as well. So, yeah. And the match that he had with McIntyre at the Royal Rumble last year wasn't so bad either. I just hate that they keep putting him in the title picture. But if my understanding is, this is going to be this is the last match that is on his contract. So, if that's the case, then obviously Roman Reigns is going to win and retain the championship, which even if it wasn't Roman Goldberg's final match on his contract, Reigns is going to win it and go to WrestleMania to fight Lesnar, because that's the match and that's the story they've been building up for several months now. And so, yeah, Roman Reigns is going to retain this match. I mean, retain the championship in this match. So, yeah, and to recap how the pay-per-view is going to go, keep saying pay-per-view, Rey Mysterio to come out victorious, Usos to retain, Drew McIntyre to will win, Bianca Belair to win the chamber match, Becky Lynch to retain, Ronda Rousey and Naomi to win, Lesnar or Lashley to win, and Roman Reigns to retain. Now, the Goldberg-Roman Reigns match, I think it will be a pretty good match. I don't think it's going to go very long. Maybe at most 10 to 15 minutes. You know, 15 minutes is being generous, but I think maybe no more than 10 minutes is what they're going to do. And I'm sure there'll be some kind of ref spot where, you know, then the Usos will come out and beat up Goldberg, or Lesnar, or even Lesnar. Regardless of Lesnar winning the chamber match, he'll come out and guarantee that Roman wins, because that's who he wants to fight at WrestleMania. So, either way, Reigns is going to retain with interference from either the Usos or Lesnar. But honestly, I think the show is going to be pretty good. Because Crown Jewel was surprisingly very good, in my opinion, at least. So I'm thinking the same thing is going to happen here. It might surprise us. We might get a very, very good pay-per-view out of this one. Yeah, keep saying pay-per-view. I'm sorry, it's premium live event. But yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good one. But like I said, I think Lynch and Lita will be the show stealer for this one. But who knows? Any one of them could be a show stealer. We never know. And for all we know, Mysterio and Miz could beat the show stealer. But yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good one. Again, to recap, Rey Mysterio to beat The Miz, Usos to beat Viking Raiders, McIntyre to beat Madcap Moss, Bianca Belair to win the chamber match, Becky Lynch to retain against Lita, Ronda Rousey and Naomi to defeat Charlotte and Naomi, Lesnar or Lashley to win the WWE Championship chamber, and Roman Reigns to retain the Universal Championship. And yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of the Men in Tights podcast. If y'all want to discuss what you think is going to happen on this show, you can do so on my social media. The links to those are all in the description, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Snapchat, or you can discuss it in the comments of the YouTube video. And you can subscribe if you're not already, YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, Anchor. And I'm now on Podbean and Reason is the other one, and all those direct links are in the description as well if you want to subscribe to any one of those and support me on by purchasing something from my store. That direct link is down there too. I'm working on some new designs, not sure when I'm gonna premiere them just yet, but I'm working on that, and I'll try to be back sometime either later this week or maybe next week to do my upcoming video game releases that I've been wanting to do for a while, because I was going to wait until we got more information for WWE 2K22, and we are getting more information for that, especially because we had the ratings reveal earlier today. Again, recording this Tuesday night. It was Tuesday afternoon when they did it. And there's going to be more stuff coming throughout this week and in the coming weeks. So I wanted to make sure I covered that, as well as the other games that I have on my list that I will be discussing. But yeah, make sure to check that out. And check out all my past content on here. My old retro film reviews, my other movie reviews, my worst to best rankings. And I'm going to try to bring those back very, very soon. My classic wrestling pay-per-views that I haven't done since Survivor Series 1997 that I did a little over a year ago. I'm going to try to do one between now and WrestleMania, at least one that I can hopefully do. It might be a WrestleMania. Who knows? We'll see. Yeah, check out all of that and the archives of the Minute Science podcast. And yeah, thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you who do. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you all so very much. And I hope you're all doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones, and being the good people that I know you are and that I know you can be. So yeah, this has been the Man in Tights podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.